Hello, I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 1st. This is from Capitol Coverage. Democratic state lawmakers are painting an increasingly grim picture of what impact the coronavirus outbreak will have on the state budget. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
House Speaker Casey Becker says every branch of state government will likely see some budget cuts. Based on the latest projections, lawmakers will need to remove as much as $3 billion from next year's spending plan.
We're going to look at having to cut services to vulnerable populations, like Coloradans with intellectual and developmental disabilities, people relying on social services, child welfare, seniors, supports for pregnant women. We're going to see declines in support for our universities.
Becker says it's unlikely that Democrats will be able to pursue their top priorities, including paid family leave and a public health insurance option. She also says the funding for full-day kindergarten that was approved last year might have to get cut. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
For more than a month now, Coloradans have been under various restrictions meant to slow the COVID-19 outbreak. Researchers say a new model shows that they're working. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
Social distancing measures in Colorado are proving very effective in slowing the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, say researchers. A team from the Colorado School of Public Health, Colorado State University, and the University of Colorado created a mathematical model to determine the pandemic's course under different scenarios of social distancing. They found that Governor Jared Polis's stay-at-home measures have dramatically flattened the curve of new COVID-19 cases in the state. If people continue to practice social distancing, wear face coverings, and wash their hands frequently, it's likely that most Coloradans will remain uninfected with the novel coronavirus. KVNF spoke with one of the researchers, Andrea Buchwald of the Colorado School of Public Health, to learn more about the model and its conclusions. The spread of COVID-19 would have been much worse without the state's measures to control it, Buchwald says.
We can conclude that the measures in place have had the intended effect. We can also estimate how much of an effect they've had on transmission. So the initial measures, we believe, decreased the transmission rate by about 45% to 60%. And then the stay-at-home order further decreased transmission, comparing to the original curve that would have occurred without any measures, decreased transmission by approximately 75% to 80%, which is a very large impact on transmission.
The slowing of the outbreak is good news because it means the healthcare system and hospitals won't be overwhelmed with patients. However, especially as the state moves to relax restrictions, the danger of future surges in cases remains, says Buchwald.
It's important to realize that complete removal of social distancing measures will lead to another major peak in cases. And unfortunately, the only way to maintain a manageable level of hospitalizations is to keep some fairly stringent level of social distancing measures in place. There isn't much room for relaxation.
The researchers found that if Coloradans returned to pre-pandemic levels of interpersonal contact, we could see a severe second wave of infections by early June. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
As has been previously announced, this is my last day at KVNF. KVNF's Corey Stanton conducted my exit interview in studio yesterday. Here it is for you.
I'll just do like 3.5 minutes of you saying hello. How did you come up with your intro?
Boy, I don't remember for sure if I really thought about it other than just doing some kind of hello greeting and then something so I could be consistent and just say the date every day. So I don't know if I really thought that much about it.
Yeah.
Hello. You know, actually, what I'm reminded of by that is the Seinfeld episode where all they do is go around and say, hello, hello. By the end of the episode, they're like, we're not doing that anymore.
Well, this is something that stuck for 3.5 years.
Yes.
How did you first become part of the news team here at KVNF?
I was a DJ first, and then my first news job was a guest host, or I guess kind of fill-in host. It was a temporary morning hosting show that I think was
2014, maybe 13. Me and Brian Cambria, who's a longtime DJ here, he and I were the guest hosts, I guess, for a short period of time.
And then when did you become the voice of the morning?
That was 2016. And my first day actually was October 17th, my birthday, 2016. So that's why I remember it.
Now everyone will know your birthday.
Well, I think everyone knows everything about me anyway.
Can you share any of your favorite moments or stories or collaborations during your time here at KBNF?
My first story on that day, the 17th, or maybe it was the 18th, was covering a rally for then candidate Trump, who went on, of course, to become president. And I went with Allie Lightfoot, who is our colleague, hired both you and me, and went to Grand Junction for that rally. And that was something else. Other stories that stand out in my mind, the water crisis, of course, that was something that I never really imagined I would cover and then ended up covering it. And that was interesting. Last winter, they had a record season for avalanches. And then the stories that I remember most are mostly about animals. A lot of listeners to my program know that I usually do a lot of parks and wildlife reads, and it's just with an interest in animals. So those are the stories that stand out.
I particularly like your bear coverage.
Bear is my spirit animal. So any animal that spends most of its time sleeping, I'm there.
Okay. What's one thing you want KBNF listeners to know that they might not know about you?
I don't know if it's might not know about me, but might not guess about me, which is, as a radio person, if I were to pick music or news, I would pick music. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a radio person, and that's why I enjoy it. I came to this job as a print journalist who had been writing about sports, high school sports, football in particular, for many, many years, and then this was my first radio job. The reason why I came to KVNF and got into KVNF was to play a show and to be a DJ. And it's that music connection through the radio that really is what inspired me to become a part of KVNF. And, you know, I'm not picking either or. I'm just saying you asked, but the listeners might not know. And I think listeners might not guess that I prefer music to news on the radio.
And I've heard rumblings that you might come back and DJ for us.
Yes. When the DJs are allowed to come back, hopefully I will be one of them.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time here at KVNF and all of your hard work and service.
Well, thank you so much, Corey. I think our listeners will be benefited greatly by you and Jody Peterson in the news department. I think the ship is sailing forward, and I really enjoyed my time at KVNF, and God bless.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 1st. Signing off for KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.